It's once again time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Yes, Monday is once again upon us, but it's not a day to be fretted and avoided. It's a day to be embraced. A lot of opportunities lie ahead of you. You just have to have that correct mindset. Go out and get it. Thank you for all the first responders out there working, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field. Thank you for doing it, especially in these uncertain times. Keep up the great work. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Folks, we continue to grow every day, bigger and bigger because of you, the listener and supporter, and also sharing it with your family and friends. Thank you so much once again. If you love the content, head over to Apple and give us that rating and review, that five-star rating that shows us that you love the content. Thank you so much. It is such an honor to be partnered with a great company like Detectachem. This amazing company is helping keep our brave men and women out there every day, putting everything on the line safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hand, detecting illicit drugs, explosives. Now, the ability to detect COVID-19. Their applications are amazing. To learn more about this great company, you need to head over to cjevolution.com, see the link to Detectachem, and see how they can help keep your troops safer. Just sitting here sipping on my delicious Lion's Mane mushroom coffee from my good friends at Four Sigmatic. I've been a huge fan of this company for some time now, and I highly recommend their products, from coffees to elixirs to cocos. They have it all, and you will not be disappointed. Head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic, and best of all, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. Enjoy. On to Microcast Monday. You know, one of the greatest lessons I have learned in my life to this day has been knowing what I do not know. I know it took me many years to get to this point, but as you head into your week, head into your Monday, I want you to think about all the things that you don't know. Now, this ties directly into ego, hubris. Getting to a point where we admit that we don't know things is hard for a lot of people. It used to be hard for me. But you have to get to the point where you are comfortable in your own skin to admit that you don't know what you don't know. Now, I'm sure we all know people out there that think they know everything. You're probably thinking to yourself, I know 10 people like that, or 15, or whatever. They're out there. And the problem with that is that they think that they're always the smartest person in the room. Heck, maybe they are, but there's a chance, probably a good chance that they're not, you know, depending on the audience. But the problem with these people is they will never admit that they don't know something. They will never admit that because they view it as a sign of weakness. Well, I can't tell this person I don't know this. That makes me look weak. And they don't understand that when you admit that you don't know something, that you admit that you have to learn more, that's actually a sign of strength. Admitting to yourself that you don't know what you don't know, it's like opening the doors. And the learning and the growth, both personally and professionally, will start to come your way, start to flood into your life. Don't be closed off, because none of us know everything. There's always room for growth. Imagine a computer, a laptop's right in front of me. There's only a certain amount of storage that I can put on that laptop. Think about it. But your brain, unlimited storage. We should always be in a constant learning process. And there's so much that we don't know. The good thing about the time and place we live right now is that we have information all around us, easily accessible for most of us. Now, you have to vet that information, but the point is that there's no reason why that you shouldn't be continuing to grow. Again, coming to the realization that you don't know what you don't know is a powerful recipe for success. So I want you to keep this in mind as you head out through your day. And if you are like this right now, if you admit that you don't know what you don't know, kudos to you. But if you're the opposite, I would really encourage you to change your mindset. That is where success is going to happen. Folks, That's all I have for you on this Monday. I hope you find this valuable. If you love this, share it with your family and friends and reach out to me on social media. All my links are at cjevolution.com. Until next time, stay tuned for more great guests on the top-rated CJ Evolution podcast. Go out there and conquer your day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution podcast.